With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Justice Department has issued a flurry of subpoenas related to the government's inquiry into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Correspondent Ken Lormond has the story.
The grand jury subpoenas issued out of the Southern District of Florida seek documents related to the preparation of the Obama administration's intelligence community assessment. Some of the current, future, or intended subpoena recipients are reportedly former CIA Director John Brennan, as well as Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, two FBI employees who were involved in the Russia investigation. Ken Lorman reporting.
Jewish organizations are speaking out as self-identified Democratic Socialist Zoran Mandami prepares to take the reins of America's most populous city.
On January 1st, I will be sworn in as the mayor of New York City.
Within hours of Zoran Mamdani's election as New York's first Muslim mayor, there were swift and harsh reactions from his Jewish critics. Notably, the Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, launched an initiative to track policies and personnel appointments of the incoming administration. The ADL said its goal was to protect Jewish residents during what it called a period of unprecedented anti-Semitism in New York City.
The Senate's first weekend session since the shutdown began has yielded few signs of progress. Senate Majority Leader John Thune's wish for a quick vote never materialized today. The impasse that has lasted 39 days is taking an increasing toll on the country. As federal workers go unpaid, airlines cancel flights, and SNAP benefits have been delayed for millions. Saturday's session got off to a rough start when President Trump made clear he's unlikely to compromise anytime soon with Democrats who are seeking a one-year extension of Affordable Care Act tax credits. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington asked the question, are people good or bad?
A new poll released by the Family Research Council finds Americans split on the question. 31% say human beings are all born sinful and only Christ can redeem them. 32% think people are born neither good nor bad, but become one or the other based on how they live their life. 22% of respondents believe no one is good or bad. They are what they are. And 10% say human beings are born good, but become corrupted by society. Michael Harrington reporting.
A network of abortion clinics in Maine is shutting down because of the Trump administration's cuts to abortion providers. Maine Family Planning operates 18 clinics in the state and receives about $1.9 million in Medicaid reimbursements per year. The network fought the halting of Medicaid dollars in federal court, but it suffered a setback in August when a federal judge ruled against restoring funding during the network's ongoing lawsuit against the Trump administration. This is SRN News. The FBI runs a major criminal justice center in Clarksburg, West Virginia, and Governor Patrick Morrisey says he'd welcome more agencies. The Trump administration wants to move there.
We would welcome any of the Trump administration initiatives to move people, these agencies, out to the heartlands. And certainly we already have thousands of FBI employees out in Clarksburg.
Morrisey made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Economist Steve Moore says he believes in a safety net for the needy, but says too many Americans are abusing assistance programs.
What's wrong with our country? We're the richest country in the world, and we have 42 million people who need the government to put food on their table. And I was looking at data on the blue states versus the red states. Which states do you think that the food stamps are exploding in? The blue states.
Moore tells Salem that the blue states are not enforcing work requirements. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.